50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Secretary of State Blinken is in the Mideast as negotiations continue in hopes of reaching a humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In Tel Aviv, a major protest. Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the situation.
Senior Hamas official has said to ABC News today that the proposal on the table is, in their minds, positive, more positive than the deal that was potentially proposed weeks ago. But they did say to us that there are still issues that need to be negotiated.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. A deadline has passed for student protesters at Columbia University to leave an on-campus encampment and to sign documents promising to abide by school policies or be suspended. The cleanup is beginning in communities affected by the weekend tornado outbreak. Oklahoma hit especially hard with widespread damage and several confirmed deaths. This is ABC News. The Olympic flame is moving from Greece to France on a slightly different journey for the Summer Games.
It may not be the quickest, but it is spectacular. The Olympic flame heading to host France via three-masted sailing ship. Watching it depart Greece, Claire Breck, a tourist from Paris.
I think it's the first. Usually it goes by plane, so using the natural, the wind, and it keeps us a little bit more in the tradition.
It should arrive in Marseille on May the 8th. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Mona Lisa may soon have a room of its own. There are reports the Louvre in Paris is considering moving the Da Vinci portrait in order to alleviate overcrowding. The Mona Lisa is currently in what's known as the State Room with nearly 20,000 visitors a day trying to get a glimpse. The space gets extremely crowded. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Public health officials are tracking a case of measles in south central Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirms a case of measles in a person living in Dane County with travel and employment in Rock County. DHS is coordinating with local public health agencies to identify and notify people who may have been exposed. Cases of measles have been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but it's highly contagious and can cause serious health complications for people who are not vaccinated. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wednesday night traffic stop in Fond du Lac County yielded a quarter pound of cocaine. Sheriff's office there reports that after a vehicle was stopped on I-41 for multiple equipment and registration violations, a canine sniff of the vehicle led deputies to find a significant amount of a white powdery substance, later tested positive for cocaine. Marijuana and multiple boxes of ammunition were also found. 44-year-old Sean O'Man with a previous drug conviction was arrested and is being held at the Fond du Lac County Jail on drug-related charges. Not everyone is happy with the name change for Monk Botanical Gardens in Wausau.
As of Friday, it's now Wausau Botanical Gardens, but leaders insist the namesake isn't going anywhere. In a statement, they said they plan to integrate the legacy of Robert Monk into the new visitor center through recorded messages and insist that every tour will begin with Monk's story. They also say they plan to work with the Monk family on a memorial that will be a testament to their lasting impact on our community and beacon of growth and beauty for all who visit. Leaders are also planning upgrades, including accessibility upgrades on trails and a new ginseng garden and the completion of Sarah's storybook garden, which is dedicated to the memory of Sarah Quirt San. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary as we're stuck under mostly cloudy skies today with a breezy wind. High temperatures will scrape the low 50s, and a high pressure system builds in tonight, which will dry us out and give way to a super sunny day tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Cattle futures spent most of the day under pressure. Lean hog futures recovered from early losses to close mixed.
Live from somewhere around the mid-Genesis point of this week via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Jody Lawrence from Strategic Trading Advisors. Later, Kerry Artak from ArtakAdvisory.com. And directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm a handsome newsman, Davis Michelson. Now welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us. I'm looking forward to a quick conversation with Jack Scoville coming up here in just a little bit to find out what's going on in the soybean meal and soybean market. Big rally in the soybean meal today, an upside breakout. The Argentine strike is part of what happened there, but I'd like to know from Jack exactly what is going on as far as money movement and position evening. You know, and I'm not going to forget to do this month. Okay? It's the end of the month. Okay. It's we're going into a delivery period. I always forget it when we get to the end of the month that we got to talk about end of the month position evening because it has a big influence on the markets, and most months I'm just kind of oblivious to it. I'll admit.
Yeah, I mean, we still got another day yet in this month, even after this one is over.
See, what are you worried about? Look at me, I'm way ahead of the game.
That's outstanding, impressive, even.
Thank you. You know, we strive for nothing less.
Absolutely.
At AgriTalk. How's the weekend, buddy?
Oh, really, really good. Played a really fun gig up in North KC on Friday night, and then ate way too much food. Did a little spring cleaning.
Wow.
It was a good weekend. A lot of naps. How about you?
Ooh, lots of naps.
Lots of naps. Yeah.
I did a little fishing unsuccessfully.
Oh. Is there any such thing?
Well, you see, that's why you go back again, right?
There you go. There you go.
Did some yard work. Did some, just, you know, tried to stay busy while it was raining.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Fishing in the rain isn't that much fun.
No.
No.
You should try going fishing in the dark.
I have.
They That's write songs way about more that fun. Stuff.
They yeah. do. It's so much fun. They write songs about it. That's right. Oh, dude. All right. Let's get to the markets. What do you got?
Chip, July soft red winter wheat futures gapped lower today, rallied to fill the gap and to trade slightly higher, and then fell back to post a low range close. That ended the streak of higher closes in SRW at 7. Traders are now looking for a quick test of psychological support at $6. Hard red winter wheat futures were also lower, but selling was much less aggressive, with the July contract spending most of the session inside the boundaries of Friday's trading range. Export inspections of wheat in the weekend of April 25 totaled just over 481,000 metric tons, and that was in line with trade expectations. July HRW wheat futures today were 3¾ cents lower at 650½. July SRW wheat down 13¾, 608½. July spring wheat closed at 707¾. That one's up 4¼ cents today.
Yeah, look at the big spreads that we had between the flavors, with the SRW down sharply, moderate losses in the HRW, and then strong gains, especially in the May contract going into the delivery period in the spring wheat. May spring wheat today was up 18 cents. Jumped up over $7 today and closed at 7.15. So big move in the front month spring wheat contract.
Export inspections of corn weekend at April 25 totaled 1.226 million metric tons. That was at the high end of trade expectations. Export inspections of corn so far in the 23-24 marketing year are 32.3% ahead of year ago and ahead of the pace needed to get to USDA's export estimate of 2.1 billion bushels. Chip, that kind of surprises me a little bit. July corn tried to break to the downside and spiked support today at Thursday's low of 446½ before recovering to close near the pivotal 450 level. Corn prices seem to be in a holding pattern, along with corn planting progress in most areas of the Corn Belt. July corn futures 0.75 cents lower, 449¼. September corn down 0.5 cents, 458½. December corn futures closed at 472¾. Down 0.75 cents feels about right today, the way the market acted, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you mentioned that the strength in the export pace is surprising. Mm-hmm. It's surprising because the corn market has been so hesitant to show any reaction to it.
Yep.
So, yeah, well, hopefully it will.
July soybeans again traded on both sides of 1180 and held on to modest gains through the close. Support stemmed from a solid rally in soybean meal futures, and those gains were based on the start of a strike by the Argentine Oilseed Crushers Union, which could impact operations at roughly 80% of all crushers in Argentina. Export inspections of soybeans weekend at April 25 totaled just over 250,000 metric tons. That was at the low end of trade expectations. July beans 4¾ cents higher, 1182. August beans up 4½, 1185¼. November beans closed at 1178, up 3¼ cents. Chip, I couldn't tell you when we had the last good old-fashioned South American port strike, huh?
It was about a year ago right now.
Yeah, seems about right.
Mm-hmm.
July cotton today up 62 points, 81.52 on your livestocks. June fat cattle were $1.42½ lower, 177.15. August feeder futures 92½ lower, 259.62½. And June lean hog futures gapped lower to start the week, but rallied to fill the gap and to close mixed. June hogs today steady, 102.47½, and October up 22½ to 86.05. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, I'm fabulous. How about yourself?
I'm almost fabulous, that's for sure. Yep, feeling good. So, hey, we kind of joked, Davis and I kind of joked about a strike in Argentina, a strike in Brazil. It seems like we have to deal with it every year. But does this one feel different to you, Jack? This one feels to me like there might be some meat on the bones as far as the seriousness of this situation. What are you hearing?
I'm just starting to pick up on it now. I haven't heard very much.
Okay.
I'm going to be looking more into it. But, there could be some additional meat on the bones, especially down in Argentina, where of course they have a new government.
Yep.
And, the new government's going to be put to the test right away. And given the desire of the new government not to kowtow to the leftists or anything like that, it could turn into kind of a prolonged deal. To me, the economy has been so incredibly bad down there that guys asking for extra money shouldn't be any big surprise. Usually they get it, but this time maybe a little bit more of a protracted negotiation than normal.
Yep, exactly. What do you make of the volatility in the wheat market? Does that have much of an impact on the rest of the grains?
Well, it has been. I think it's been a supportive factor overall. But mostly in the corn. I don't think the beans have been paying much attention to what's going on in the wheat. I think beans have been rallying on what's going on down in Brazil and Argentina as much as anything.
Okay.
But the corn definitely has been paying attention.
Okay, gotcha. Jack, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Great.
All right, Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Okay, stay tuned. We are going to get into a conversation with Jody Lawrence, Strategic Trading Advisors, here on AgriTalk.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Invita. Invita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Invita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Invita fits your farm. Invita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Invita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Hey, Chip.
Davis.
Let me jump in and do the intro on this one. You ready? Okay. I want to say something. Okay. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here on a Monday afternoon with Chip Flory as well. Conversation with Jody Lawrence coming up. But I do want to reference a conversation this morning, super important, regarding the waters of the U.S. rule. We spoke with attorney Charles Yates from the Pacific Legal Foundation, along with One of our favorites, Chris Bennett from Farm Journal, a great writer. He always finds stories that are just, you know, and especially in this case, this one hits home, gang. And shameless. So check out the interview from this morning's edition of AgriTalk. And then I've also written a companion piece in this month's Landowner newsletter, which I'm sending off to the printers as soon as we're done here. So that'll be out earlier next week, or earlier this week. And you can go to tryprofarmer.com and find more on that there. But at least go back and listen to this morning's AgriTalk. Such an important issue. Chip, over to you.
Yeah, sorry. Absolutely. Hey, one other thing about that, you know, this conversation that we had with Chris Bennett this morning, the range that this guy shows in his coverage, it's been on display here the last two articles that he has written for agweb.com.
Mm.
You've got this, what I consider a very, very, very serious, important story about landowner rights happening in Decatur County, Iowa. But the story before it, and it's a serious story, it really is, but it was about how wild hogs kill people.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than sharks. That didn't surprise me.
No.
He covers a wide, his interests are a wide net of stories. Well, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, and if you didn't know that hogs were dangerous, you darn well would be glad that you read that article. And the same is true here. Standing in a ditch drier than a saltine, Iowa landowner Dan Ward picks a parched dirt searching for answers.
Yeah.
I mean, this is serious stuff.
It really
is. If you
don't
know, you need to know. So thanks, Chris, for bringing this out.
You bet. You bet. We're going to stay on this story in Decatur. It's one of many that are out there that we need to stay on. So, all right, let's bring in Jody Lawrence. Thank you for that, Davis.
Yeah, man.
Let's bring in Jody Lawrence, Strategic Trading Advisors. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing great, Chip. How's everybody doing to start the week?
Well, doing just fine. A little, you know, the weather is pretty miserable. It was damp and winds blowing and it's cloudy. And I'd like to skip today and get to the rest, the next couple of days with some sunshine and warmer temperatures. That's for sure.
Yeah, so we've had more than enough rain, but we had a really nice run of high 50 nights and 70 degree days, and wherever weather's like that for 365 days a year is where I want to retire.
You got it, man. You got it. So here we are. We're at the end of April. Tomorrow is first notice day on May deliveries. There's got to be some position squaring that's taken place in the markets. How much of an influence did you notice of all of that on today's grain trade?
Well, so it's certainly some of it. It's hard, during the trade to kind of dissect exactly, who's moving what and where the volume is, because I think the biggest part of today, certainly in the wheat. It's probably very minimal impact on the wheat, just the rain and expected rain in Russia. I think tomorrow you'll get wheat, and you probably got some in corn, because corn was down 4 or 5 cents at one point today and closed just fractionally mixed and back up, much closer to the highs. Yeah, because everybody just has to make sure that they are getting out of the way of the delivery notices and ending up with 5,000 bushels of corn on their driveway.
Right. Yeah. Nobody wants that. So talk to me about this rain in Russia. I mean, the drought or dry story out of Russia seemed like it was just developing, and now all of a sudden over the weekend it's gone.
Yeah. In between the previous Friday and all 5 days last week, that basically 6.5 day winning streak was driven by dry in Russia, and stubbornly that forecast not changing any last week. The crop ratings falling 5% in the U.S. And you just kind of added to it in a market that was so heavily short that it didn't take as big of a spark as a lot of people would have thought, because while it's dry over there and it's gotten, kind of as everything is coming out of hibernation in Russian Black Sea, it's not a disaster that you would kind of suspect an 80-cent rally would be. So I'll be curious when we look through the open interest numbers tonight and tomorrow to see see if you can account for how much of it was first notice positioning, how much of it was just people who taking profits, because you know that's a fun trade to be in when you are on a 70-cent ride. All of a sudden, you look up and you've got some money made, and go, okay, I'm gonna walk away from this one for a minute. So
yeah. Well, and that 80-cent rally from low to high to Friday's high, that had to create some opportunities to get some marketing done for growers, didn't it?
Yeah, and I think we saw a lot of it. I was expecting when that wheat would give a test of the 200-day moving average, and it got up there. And I think technically that's where a lot of services had sales targets, you know, in that 8 to 10 cents leading up to the 200-day moving average. And hopefully everybody got caught up and got ahead, because regardless of how you get a 70, 80 cent rally, you need to be selling something into it. That really helps with wheat, because wheat's just been so frustrating to trade. You think about where we were sitting 2 years ago. At this time, we were on the cusp of wheat making that new all-time high because of the Russian-Ukraine war. It's still going on, that ended up being just an absolute complete overreaction by the market, that it would impact world wheat trade, because there's plenty of wheat out there. And that to me has been interesting. And because everybody looks back and go, you know, I could have sold 2 years ago or 18 months ago, I could have sold all my wheat for 4 or 5 years worth of production. $9 or higher, and then just, you know, going to the bank to pick up my checks. But it's so, I think everybody's it was happy to see it after, you know, really just a really tough start to 2024.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt. So have you seen the forecast for Russia? Is there more rain in the forecast, or was this a one-time deal?
It's a little bit of both, that they have the rain that had kept being pushed back is being pulled forward and staying consistently in the upcoming forecast. So they're expecting some rain, and the locations of it are in some of the driest areas of their major production areas.
So this is the real deal. This is a game changer for Russian wheat.
Yeah, because it certainly could be the start of it, because there's still a really wide range of estimates between what the USDA thinks Russia's going to do and what Russia's telling us they're going to do. You're talking somewhere between an 8 and 10 million metric ton difference in between those estimates. And that starts to get really significant when you start talking about 300 to 350 million bushels that you're either adding to or subtracting from the bottom line.
That's right. Especially when you're talking about the number one wheat exporter in the world, we've got to pay attention to it. You also mentioned the deterioration in the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop ratings. We get another update this afternoon. Is that going to be a price driver tomorrow?
Yeah, I think what I'm seeing the early estimates is that expectations are for conditions to fall another 3 to 4% in good to excellent. And if it does fall, then after last year, I'm becoming more suspect of translating the weekly crop conditions into actual yield gain or yield loss, because last year's corn ratings certainly were not indicative of any of the growing season that we would grow a record yield. So I think first notice day, you know, and if it's within estimates, I think everybody just kind of yawns and moves away from it.
Gotcha. All right, excellent. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jody Lawrence, Strategic Trading Advisors. Jody, where I want to go next is Argentina. I want to get your take on this, the strike that seems to be starting in Argentina, the impact that it might have on the U.S. soy complex markets. And, of course, what do we do about it? Does it create a selling opportunity for U.S. producers?
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 3¾ cents lower at 650½. July SRW wheat down 13¾ to 608½. July corn futures were 0.75 cents lower at 449¼. December corn futures closed at 472¾. That's also down 0.75 cents. July soybean futures were 4¾ cents higher, 1182. November beans closed at 1178. That's up 3¼ cents today. July cotton up 62 points, 81.52. On your livestock's June fat cattle, $1.42½ lower, 177.15. August feeders, 92½ lower, 259.62½. And October lean hog futures up 22½ cents to 86.05. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary as we're stuck under mostly cloudy skies today with a breezy wind. High temperatures will scrape the low 50s, and a high pressure system builds in tonight, which will dry us out and give way to a super sunny day tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jody Lawrence, Strategic Trading Advisors, here on AgriTalk. Okay, Jody, situation down in Argentina. new government, old union. I mean, it's no surprise that they've got the new crop coming in and the union's looking at going on strike. It's as predictable as the swallows, okay? But this feels like it has the potential for the union and the government to be banging heads here for a while, doesn't it?
It really does, because it the point that you made, the new administration, and they are Lee, I believe, so you pronounce the gentleman's name.
Yeah.
What he's going in, and you know, he is trying to raise taxes and cut spending and do all the things, all of that nobody, that if you're living there, nobody wants to hear. And but they're in such as Brazil is also being basically just a socialist hand to mouth kind of country, that they always have economic issues. And it, you know, I don't blame them for striking now, because that's the only time they have any leverage over the course of the year. But it's also one of those things, as we've seen every other time this has happened, they're only so long any of these unions can really strike, because you're talking, it's not like any of those people have a huge emergency fund where they can just, quit work until they get what they want for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. So, I just think how the new government, the union's testing the government and the government's testing the union.
Yep.
And, we'll see who wins, but jobs or the unemployment rate and inflation rate down there is so bad that I don't think most of those people want to take the chance of not having a job.
Yeah, no kidding. We complain about it here. How'd you like a 200% per year inflation rate that you have to deal with? I mean, it's just incredible what they have to deal with on some of those, some of the items down there. And it's not just, it's not a new washer and dryer kind of thing. It's loaf of bread. It's what we're talking about, that it's everyday items that, that see some of the biggest inflation rates down there. So in the meantime, it was good for a $9.5 gain in the meal market today. You tack on another $8 or $9 gain in soybean meal. Beans have got to respond more than what they did today, don't they?
You would think, and that's where it's kind of sorting through the weeds on this is hard to figure, because you look at what's going on in the oil share trade. Meals making new, multi-month highs, and bean oil's making new multi-month lows. And while beans really have not done anything except just kind of violently chop around in this range for the last month or so. But it's, if all of a sudden this did have some teeth, and for 2 weeks there were no crushing and there was no shipment of meal out of Argentina, then all of it would begin to go find other places to be crushed, even though Argentina is the world's largest exporter of it.
Yep. Okay. So this weather pattern that we're into in the middle of the country right now, does it have any of your clients concerned about planting delays, or would they rather have the rain now?
I talked to a couple people today in eastern Nebraska, and they have really been probably the most stubbornly dry area over the last 2 or 3 years. They just got enough to have some really good yields, but certainly they didn't have an abundance of subsoil moisture going into this. And the tone that I got is they would love to see the market rally because of it, because they know that they're a little bit behind, but they also know that if they get, a 72-hour wide open window, that with all the machinery and the huge planters that everybody has now, that seed will go in the ground pretty quick. I think really kind of your line in the sand. If it's just making real sporadic progress in 2 more weeks and we get to May 15th, kind of that traditional where everybody thinks you get a yield bump if you're in, although that's not really proven to be accurate the last few years. Some people are getting it. Some people have gotten great yields that didn't plant till early June. So it's, I'll be interested to see. But what I think, if you peel that back and kind of look beyond it, believe this is more of a long-term supportive issue, because it may keep any of those extra acres that we saw last year when planting conditions were so good in late April and early May, where we ended up with a couple million more acres of corn being planted than the USDA expected in the March intentions report. This hopefully will take any concern of additional acres out of it, to where we get that 90, 91 million of corn and the whatever it was, the 87 or 88 million acres of beans, and nothing else comes back in under till.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Makes sense. And on the balance sheets for the year ahead on corn, it does it take a production problem to turn the story more positive on corn than what it is right now? Or can these exports stay good enough long enough to turn it into a more positive story?
Everything's always a combination of all of those that you just mentioned. But a 172 or a 173 final yield crop would definitely be a bullish spark for this, because all of a sudden you've taken half a billion bushels off of U.S. production. And I don't think it certainly doesn't have to be a 2012 kind of problem, because we are using so much corn in the world these days. Yeah. And you just look at what's going on in the U.S. We're going to use 5.3 billion bushels for ethanol. Looks like the NPO, the USDA, are going to put out the new GREET here in the next couple of days, even though that's been delayed after delay of getting that out. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. I would like to see, because you always hate to have to want a U.S. yield loss problem. We need something to happen to the safrinha crop. That would be a really good, a really good problem for us to have. Certainly not rooting against our brothers in Brazil, but that needs to be something that, if we could, chop off 300-400 million bushels off their production, then we've got a really nice base to where we can get December corn back over $5 pretty easily.
I'm with you there. Okay. So for corn and soybean marketing, what do you want guys thinking about as they make their way into the first half of May?
But the biggest thing after all the winter meetings that we had, where I start, wrapping up the presentation, is everybody needs to know what their true cost of production is, because wheat's a perfect example of what just happened. You want to sell a 70-cent rally, but if you don't know whether you need, 550 wheat or you need, 575 wheat, it makes it too much of a guessing game when you get down to the end and go, gosh, I didn't make nearly as much money as I expected. So you've got to get that break even known and, include everything, and then just work from there, because although my sales targets right now for corn and beans are still well above the market, it's not going to take too much of a spark to get us back to where we need to be on those. And I've got to think that something happens somewhere, whether it's the finish to safrinha crop, Russia's wheat crop, U.S. slow planting, hot, dry 2 weeks in June during pollination, that we're going to get enough rallies to be able to pick them off. But the biggest thing that I'm seeing is that you're just going to have to be content that this is not 2021 or 2022. You're not going to get $5.75, $6 for your corn. You're going to have to be very fast and have your orders in the market to be able to pick off the 510s, the 515s. And what my cautionary tale for everybody, because you look what happened when during the bombings between Iran and Israel, so much of the volatility in the markets is happening overnight while we're asleep. You could hit that high, like I think it was the Sunday night when it opened and everything was significantly higher, that you have to have those in, because if your sales targets gets hit while you're asleep and then you wake up and all of a sudden, let's just say beans are 20 cents lower, corn's 15 cents off the highs at a price you wanted to sell, human nature is going to take over and go, well, I could have sold it then. I wish I had my orders in. I'll just wait because it'll go back up there. And I can't tell you how many people trying to make a nickel lost a dollar over the last 7 months.
You got that right, man. Be there before the market gets there. Get those price orders in place. Jody, always enjoy the conversations, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Chip. Everybody be safe while you're planning.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Jody. Jody Lawrence, Strategic Trading Advisors. We've got Carrie Artak coming up next.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 731-24 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it, with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is the place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful.
and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Great conversation there with Jody. Pretty common sense stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's good every time.
Absolutely. And we circled right back to a spot that we end up with in conversations with several of the guest analysts, and that is have your orders in place, be there before the market gets there. Don't let the market get away from you. If it does hit your acceptable price, make sure that you've got an order in place in order to execute some kind of a sale. It seems necessary in the environment that we are in right now with these markets. Okay, let's bring in Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory. Hey, Kerry, what's going on, man?
Not much. Thanks for having me again, Chip. Appreciate
it. Yeah, you bet. You bet. Don't forget, you can go to artakadvisory.com. That is A-R-T-A-C advisory.com. Get signed up for a two-week free trial. Okay, man, get us started. What do you got?
July corn. Next 2 to 3 weeks into later May, kind of a two-sided framework inside of a longer-term bear market. I'll get to that in a moment. But the 2 to 3 week kind of two-sided framework, 455 even upside, 432 even downside. We closed today at 49 and a quarter. We actually came very close to testing that for.
Oh.
Up and below which 432 even is likely over the next couple of weeks and perhaps round back up into the mid 450s from there. If we close above 455 even any day this week, really, I see long-term resistance within 2 to 3 weeks at 476 and a quarter. That is a nearly 1 year channel top that I think defines this bear market as it's extended from really last summer. It can 476 and a quarter contain buying through summer trade. And from there, we could fall away through the rest of the summer. We need to close about 476 and a quarter to set off what I would call the summer rally up to about 4 months. But until then, 476 and a quarter is the long-term ceiling for the broader corn market. Downside on that note, closing below that 432, even near-term support, would be consistent with the longer-term bear market. And if so, 404 and a quarter, that February low that was the March contract at the time, likely then within about 3 to 5 weeks, where yes, we could double bottom then well into June, and we'll just kind of take it one step at a time from there. onto July wheat, 635 and a quarter. That's kind of a midterm resistance area we tested last Friday. I've been mentioning to my subscribers how it is an area that can contain buying possibly into July expiration. 635 and a quarter, we've tested. From here, we could fall to 575 even over the next 2 to 3 weeks and possibly 515 even by July expiration. If we can close above 635 and a quarter, we're not out of the woods yet, but I see a 3 to 5 week rally play out to 699 even. And that 699 even is similar to the corn market at 476, the almost 1 year channel top that can contain buying possibly through summer. We could fall away from there. And if we can close above 699 even in the coming weeks, and once again, it becomes an objective if we can close Friday above 635 and a quarter. If we can close above 699 even, then I see a 2 to 3 month rally to about $9, where we could top out through summer and even into later year. And finally, I've got a June live cattle. We close today 175.67. We are in the midst of approaching, actually have come very close to testing 180.35. That is a level that may contain buying through May. And this rally that we've seen over the last few weeks can fail here. We can fall from here to 171 even over the next 2 to 3 weeks and possibly to long-term support at 167.30 by June expiration. 167.30 is a 4-year speed line projected off that March 2020 low. It is trend defining, can contain selling through the rest of the year, and from there we can round back up, big picture, into the low 190s within about 3 to 5 months. And on that note, if we can close above 180.35, then I see a 3 to 5 week rally to 190 even, where the June contract can top out into expiration. There's a lot going on in the low 190s. The way I see the broader live cattle market now, really through summer trade, is bottom picking the 167 handle, climbing weekly, and selling the lower 190s. That is pretty static levels up there. We could trade inside that wide area with these wide swings continuing to play out all the way into autumn activity. And that is okay. All I really have today, Chip.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, sorry I went radio silent on you there, but it seemed like every time I said something, it was interrupting your signal just a little bit. So I wanted to make sure that we got everything that you had for us. Good job, Kerry.
I appreciate it, Chip.
You bet. And these are not easy markets right now. I know that. And this long-term picture that we get from you every week, man, it's so valuable. Thank you.
Glad to hear it.
All right.
Take care now.
You too. You too. Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory, artakadvisory.com. Get a 2-week free trial. Good stuff. Always good stuff from Kerry.
Yeah, I got to love Kerry.
Yep. Okay, we better jump on to this. National Weather Service, 6 to 10-day outlook. This is for May 5th through the 9th. How in the world did that happen? Here we are knocking on the door of May. Above normal temperatures expected over most of the country, the eastern two-thirds, three-quarters of the country. We've got below normal temperatures expected out on the West Coast. Highest odds of above normal temperatures in the South, the Gulf Coast, all the way up into the middle of Oklahoma, northern Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, into Georgia, but still escalated odds of above normal temperatures up into all of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, looking for some above normal temperatures. Above normal precipitation also expected through the entire Corn Belt. Jump out to the 8 to 14 day here real quick. Near normal temperatures expected in the Northwest production areas, Red River Valley, North Dakota, South Dakota. Above normal temperatures, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and parts to the south and east of that. So the entire Corn Belt, we're looking at above normal temperatures. And above normal precipitation expected through the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, most of Iowa. Near normal precip expected in the western areas, Nebraska and Kansas. So kind of a mixed bag, but we're still trending in the direction of above normal temperatures. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow morning, we got Ethan Lane from National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking about some electronic IDs. Here it comes.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices. These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's